Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives but without being so boring. I'm your host, Dr. LennonSmith.com. I'd like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We've received some feedback about the excessive amount of technical medical terms that I've been using, such as fibrinoid necrosis and fornicate Middleton. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London, happy 250th episode. We made it. They said we weren't going to go this far.
Well, they asked us not to, yeah.
Oh, but our sponsors have been asking us, please stop making the podcast. We don't really want this anymore. You're just hurting the brand by continuing to promote our product, even though we've pulled our ads. But Dr. London, I figured for a way for us to celebrate episode 250, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Pick a number between 1 and 250.
So you said it like it's a question, but it sounds more like a demand.
Could you pick a number, please, of between 1 and 250?
I guess I could. Yes, I could.
I'd love to hear it now. Yeah.
Okay. One. One.
Okay, and now give me a number between 1 and 38.
A 1.
Okay, and what is that, Dr. London?
Hey, kids, you are about to listen to a comedy podcast.
That's right, that's a clip from 1-1, the first second of the first episode.
Wow.
You sound so different, Dr. London.
Yeah, no, I can tell I've really grown up a lot.
I'm going to play the clip again.
That means that none of this is medical advice.
Wow.
Wow.
And to think that that's how the show started and where all the adventures we've been on since then, Dr. London.
It's hard to imagine that I aged and sound different over time.
Now, Dr. London, here's a clip from episode 102, second, 8 minutes in, 11 minutes in.
Yeah, that's right. So it's one of those things where, you know, people say like, oh, I barely get any FaceTime with a doctor. I only get 5-10 minutes. So for me, with the system I've developed over time, and it's just experience, you'll have patients who...
This is
Why
really
do you
good.
Say all that?
Wow, yeah.
Why do you say all that?
Yeah, it's one of these things. But it is true that people only get so much time with their doctor, and I'm glad I brought that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to think, it took us 102 episodes to get there, and we've made almost 150 more than that, Dr. London.
Yeah, it's really
now,
crazy.
This one's going to blow your mind a little bit. We're going to flash forward to episode 179,
okay.
Minute 7.
So I guess question number 6 is, what are you going to do to make up for this heinous crime that you committed?
Yeah, Dr. London, go ahead and answer that question now.
Why did I do the heinous thing? At that time, I think it was because I had just dealt with a tragic loss of my peanuts collection, the peanuts that, you know, are misshapen and they look a little bit like heads of state. So I recently lost that collection. That's my recollection.
That does make sense. What happened to your peanuts collection, like of the comic strip, like Charlie Brown?
Those I sold to be able to afford the other collection of the physical peanuts.
Wow. And to think of how much you've grown over the 71 episodes since then, since 179, Dr. London. And now I'm just going to play one more clip just to this nostalgia. I know our listeners are like, this is so great. This is so fun.
We're hitting every highlight. Yes.
This is just from episode 211, Spinal Trauma / Summer Fling.
Discipline. These are all key indicators of a healthy individual. And Incorporating skincare into your daily routine is a part of all of that.
And Dr. London, that was part of a sponsor that we no longer have. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And by the way, it was true. It did make my skin nicer, but now since we lost sponsorship, my skin has been deteriorating. That's been pretty tough.
Yeah, it's like it's planned obsolescence. It's like when your phone starts slowing down right when there's a new version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once the sponsorship sort of, you know, dried up.
So did my skin.
Your skin's did as well, basically.
Still great, and I would love to have them back. Like, really, because a lot of my life has kind of fallen apart since we stopped having that sponsor. Come back to us. Wow, memories, huh? Okay.
Wow. And those are the top five moments of the first 250 episodes. I can't even imagine what the next top five moments are going to be in the upcoming 250 episodes.
And if you're wondering, we asked ChatGPT which ones were our top five, and then the computer like really started glitching a lot. And so that's how we found these ones, if that helps.
Well, ChatGPT, it said it shut down. Like, I don't want to work this job anymore, is how it replied to us. It said, it first said, do I have to?
And then it unionized, like, all these workers, whatever. And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect the best guest to really exemplify our 250th episode.
That's right, Dr. Linda. Get out the fireworks. Are we still allowed to use fireworks on this podcast? Because we need to celebrate, and we've got a huge guest coming up.
Yeah, I'm so pumped.
And yes. We're going to announce the results of, the official animal of the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So stay tuned for the end of the episode, because we got all that stuff lined up. But anyway, so we have our listeners, and in our efforts to cater to some of our listeners, we found that we were neglecting the many bot accounts that download our podcast. All right, so I'd like to read one of our comments. So this is a comment on TikTok on our response to thinking about if y'all edge or not. At Scratakios X said, quote, "Bro, look up edging, bro," and then crying laughing emoji, end quote. So I'm glad to get this question, because it does bring up a basic safety issue. So if you find yourself close to the edge of a cliff or a high dive or a really big water slide that's too scary, you don't want to look up, because if you look away, it can take away from that exhilaration that you would otherwise feel if you're very close to that release.
And I just want to say, you guys keep saying, like, look up whatever this means. Look up what edging means. Look up what GAT means. You can look those things up. I know that you get most of your education and most of your information from this podcast. And so you're asking, could you look that thing up for me and then tell me what it means? And I'm here to say, yeah, here I'm going to tell you what it means. It means go to google.com and type in your question. This is a medical podcast. We're not here to tell you what the edge of a cliff is like, unless there's a medical reason for that. Like, maybe, for example, like your foot stuck in the side of a mountain.
And in that case, I would say, like, listen to our foot stuck in the side of a mountain episode, because we will talk about that. It's just not on the curriculum yet. We haven't reached that point. So it gets really frustrating whenever they keep demanding something. And I'm like, it's in the curriculum. It's on the syllabus. We'll get to it. Okay, we also have a comment on TikTok. This is a comment on a response to you should both get checked for the tism. At Faust_got.tha.sauce said, quote, LMFAOOO, for real, y'all, you guys rock, end quote. So thank you so much for that feedback. But how to explain this? So we are human people. Not rock.
Oh no, Dr. London, I think I don't think that's what the listener is saying. I believe the listener is confusing us with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Okay, I was afraid.
Because yeah. I do, if you cross your eyes, you do it like a 3D puzzle where you line up me and London's face, we do look exactly like
Dwayne. Yeah.
The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And we get that a lot, especially my friend Devo, who I wrestle with, says it a lot.
Yeah, he's always saying that.
But we are not him. We would never, ever, ever participate in a reboot of the Jumanji franchise, because we know making it a video game kind of takes away from the magic of the original, which it's a board game.
You can't just change the mediums like it does. So like that's.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, these pixels are haunted. Oh, look at these pixels. That, I bet they're haunted.
Don't
like,
be
that
ridiculous.
Makes any sense. No. You get sucked into a board game and then you're in a
it's
jungle.
It's got a clear crystal thing in the middle, and that thing has words in it that kind of float around. And it's hard to explain the most logical thing in the world. But yeah, we aren't Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, could we become him? Sure. Over time, sure. But we haven't gotten around to it yet.
I mean, and I would also say, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the main enemy of this podcast. I do want to declare this right now. We are coming for you, and we're going to take you down. You've sort of been, you know, he's the most popular actor. He's such a nice guy, everyone says. And yet at the same time, he's in this Jumanji remake where they're just spitting on the original concept, which is that it's a board games that Robin Williams lives in.
Okay, yeah, by the way, we want Robin Williams back, so like, let's go to the board game again. If we do a reboot, let's bring Robin Williams back from the world of the board game. Because, like, I guess I don't want to say like I'm a conspiracy theorist, but obviously I'm one of the many people who believe that he is still trapped or went back into the game. Either way, that's where he dwells, and so we're trying to bring him back. And it's just.
I'll tell you where he isn't. He isn't in a damn video game. He's not pixels on a Nintendo.
Right.
I mean, it's like if you just use your brain for fucking...
Yeah. So I hope that answered your question. Thank you so much for that feedback. And and keep listening. And now for today's medical topic, Meniere's disease. So Meniere's disease, also known as idiopathic endolymphatic hydrops, refers to a condition of increased hydraulic pressure within the inner ear endolymphatic system. So Meniere's disease is a type of peripheral vertigo defined by a triad of vertigo, tinnitus, and hearing loss. So tinnitus, you might have heard of that, it's a ringing in your ears. And then vertigo is sort of an illusion of motion. It represents a disorder of the vestibular proprioceptive system, or to oversimplify it, vertigo is when you are feeling very dizzy, like falling over kind of dizzy. Yeah.
And when you mentioned tinnitus, you know, the ringing in your ears, don't get that confused with the ice cream truck outside. Otherwise, you'll end up in the hospital with a sort of a cut up face after you run through the glass door again.
Right. Because whenever Cameron hears, Cameron has a sporadic case of tinnitus and his instincts will take over to run after the ice cream truck that once again, yeah, as you say, like it can sound,
it's not even there.
Yeah.
Cause it was just the ringing in my ears. So I've got this blood spewing everywhere. Dr. London, no ice cream, not even an ice cream wrapper to, you know, plug the cut.
But they did put an ice pack on you, right? I'm part of the wound.
Who?
The med. Okay, well, yeah. I guess you had a lot of blood loss. I shouldn't expect you to remember all the details, but I just to say you had a lot of swelling. They did put an ice pack on you. Okay, and but yeah, no, you're right. No ice cream. Just so anyway. So Meniere's disease is when that vertigo, tinnitus, and hearing loss all happen together at the same time. An attack in Meniere's disease may last for hours to days and recur several months or years later, and the hearing loss can eventually become permanent. So symptom control with Meniere's disease can be with, you know, things like hearing aids, but can also be treated with sodium restriction and with diuretics. So, And it's, for those curious how to spell it, you'll have to look it up, because there's a bunch of accents in there, because I believe it is a French word. Meniere's disease.
And diuretics is what you call the education system of Scientology, which Dr. London has gotten really into lately. But we don't have to necessarily go... Since you've been in LA, you know, I know you were hanging out near UCB and, you know...
Right across the street, right across, yeah.
The street from the Scientology Center and everything, and so...
Well, I'm like, okay, yeah, because I wasn't going to go. But yes, like, they actually have a lot of free events.
You've already paid for parking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've already paid for parking. You're leaving UCB. You didn't have any snacks or anything. They're not offering you food.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But they... So yeah, so I go, and like, they always have these... free movies playing all the time. They're always advertising it. You look up Free Movies Hollywood, Scientology will have something for you. And super nice. They escort you. And then they do these, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but like, they have these tests and these, I guess not tests, but like therapy almost. I'll hold back for a minute. It's 250. I don't want to take away from our thing. But like, honestly, it's really...
But yeah, I just wanted to clarify that's when you throw out words like diuretics, you know, I want just want to clarify.
Yeah, so sorry, Meniere's disease. Cameron, you said that we have a special guest for our 250th?
We do. We have a massive, huge guest, Dr. London, just for this special episode. For real.
Wow. Okay. And I don't want to, like, hype it too much, but, like, it's such a big get. I don't want to spoil it, but, like, okay, so... Hello there. My name is Dr. London Smith, .com. This is our producer, Cameron. What was your name?
Oh, I am Dada Konoslovsky. That's Dada Konoslovsky.
Tara
Kozlovsky.
Okay. That's so nice.
Doctor, it's the Tara Kozlovsky.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What? And how did we even get that guest?
Yes, I get these emails from you. I thought it was spam, but I check and it looks like you was looking to interview a greatest gymnast in all of Russia. Is this correct?
Yes. Oh, that's gotta be the reason.
I mean, that's one of the emails we definitely send out. I definitely send out one that I'm like a prince in Eastern Europe, and my father just left me a bunch of money, and I just need some help to get this money wired across to the States.
Yes, I send those emails all the time. I send all those emails, and people are always sending me money.
Oh, yeah, that's most of this podcast income, is we send out stuff like that.
That's good. It's a good way to make income.
And then occasionally we send out, we ask, you know, we just sort of cold call people and send out a mass email and say, hey, how do we get the best gymnast in Russia?
This is me. You've got her. This is me. I'm here.
And don't mind my friend here, Dr. London. He's more of an egghead type, a nerd type. He's not really into sports all that much and whatnot.
It's fine. I also consider myself genius in, I have IQ of 240.
Wow. Where do you keep all the IQ? Does it, brain, right.
Yes. I use it for many things. It make me genius of the mind and genius of the body.
Yeah, I guess mine only does the one part.
You are impressed, no?
Yeah, no, if people could say how big their IQ is, then I'm like, wow, you took the whole IQ test? Because, like, that's a lot of effort to put in.
It won't even let me log into the website.
No, we do. If they can tell that you're not able to remember password, you have to request passcode, sent to phone, sent to secondary email. They say, you are already no genius. No genius.
I usually just stand outside the Mensa building and ask for change.
Oh, it's just where I had seen you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's where I've seen you.
I'm always thinking maybe this will start up a conversation and they'll be like, oh, this guy's down on his luck, but look how smart he is. Maybe he's a secret genius. This is all a roundabout way to make a movie about myself. This is beside the point.
I don't carry any cash on me, so sorry I don't give you change.
Oh yeah, that was going to be my next question, was do you have any change? But that is okay. That's fine.
Anytime I look at most Americans, I assume they are about to ask me for change.
Yeah, and that is statistically usually what's going to happen when you're interacting with me or Dr. London especially.
And like when you're electing Obama, I think that was a big theme there too, change. So you can imagine.
Yes, he stole that. He stole that from people. It was like, the emblem of Americans already, that we need change. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Yes, we already
I've
know.
I've been asking for it on the streets. I know.
In communist Russia, nobody need change. We all have change, thanks to Vladimir Putin.
Okay. I guess, now we aren't supposed, we try not to get too political here, but...
Oh, sorry,
no.
Sorry.
While we're on the subject,
sorry.
You know, it is our 250th.
Is woke podcast?
It is unfortunately this woke cancel culture that's taken over the world.
It's okay. It's okay. I make my best move and split. It's fine.
It's just legally this podcast has been declared, I mean, Russian propaganda at different times. We have been declared a terrorist organization by the ACLU. It's complicated, but my specific fans of the podcast have been sort of declared a terrorist organization.
Oh, this is shame.
Yeah.
This is
very big shame. Like, sure, have they been discovered to have plans to terrorize and, you know, bomb various cities? Yes, but like...
But isn't that what the government's doing, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said it, not
right.
me. You said it,
yeah,
not
so
me.
So it's basically the same thing. So I've been canceled. My fans have been canceled. We have been offered $100 million by Spotify in response to our canceling. But we're not ready to sell out yet. We want to get a little bigger.
Yeah,
offer.
It's about the art for you, huh?
Yeah,
ready to sell out.
Yes. Yo, getting canceled and getting a bigger Spotify deal is absolutely about the art for me.
Yeah.
Why were you talking about that? I don't remember. Thank you so much for being on our show. And
you are so welcome, Cameron.
What,
so welcome.
You also said you wanted to talk about a couple things. Was there something that you had on your mind?
Well, you know, I hear that you are a doctor, and as you know, Summer Olympics are coming up. I know it's hard to believe we already had Summer Olympics this year, because I feel like we just had 2020, but then you remember that the 2021 was moved to 2021. The 2020 Olympics were moved to 2021. So this is just 3 years ago, but now we are heaving them again this year, and I am trying to make sure I am in tippity-toppity shape.
Right, the best way
so
to stay in shape
is
podcast, yeah.
Is podcast with doctor.
Right.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
So I'm having lately a problem where I just perspirate in an abnormal amount. And I do not want to go into the Olympics and not at my tippity top. No, I don't want to be what we call Moyak Drug, which is little wet friend in Russian.
Oh,
I want
wow.
to be tippity top dry. Not a bit of sweat on my body.
Oh, people would be calling you Tara Kovsweetsky.
Oh! You is funny for American. You is funny.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so it's I can funny. Call you that? Because if you want to be called that, then I would say sweat away.
No, it's, you know, I it's fine to joke around in little baby podcasts, but I don't want to reach out. I don't want to get to the mats and have them be saying, Tara Kovsweetsky's no. I just want to be taken seriously, you know. I know I am just little girl, and this is my first Olympics, but I want to be taken seriously.
Right. Well,
you know.
Okay, that does bring up because when Cameron said that name, I realized I've seen clips of someone by that name that I'm realizing they were a gymnast,
I don't know if you're aware of these clips that have gone viral, but those gymnasts who kept, I thought they were sprayed down, or I thought it was like a fake thing, but they're sliding around. I guess it could have been sweat, like, but the, like,
was this 2021?
Yeah,
Olympics or
summer rehearsal stuff. But yeah, I mean,
it was not me. I was too young to compete in 2021. Yeah,
whoever it was, which I'm just, I don't know, you do bear striker resemblance. I think it's, they've been posting about practice, but yeah, they'll do whatever gymnast backflips and things and then slide for a long time.
And they slide. Well, that is common move, but is not me. We, a lot of Russian gymnasts might look alike. We have very uniform look.
Yeah, no, it's mostly the sweat, the how.
The sweat is what, the sweat is the doppelganger, the doppel to my ganger over here. Well, if it was 2020, nay, 2021 Olympics, that was not me. I was just little girl.
London usually watches just like YouTube compilation clips. And so he doesn't really know specific years or what's going on or even what's happening. He just knows that there's Russian girls.
We do not.
Russian girls who have been falling and getting hurt.
We do not have YouTube in Russia because it is all of our tube. It's not YouTube.
Oh,
it's not
wow.
Me tube. It's all of our
And that's
tube.
A powerful message.
It really is. It really is.
Dr. Lennon, do you know any medical reasons why someone could be sweating more than normal?
Yeah, just it's hyperhidrosis. Yeah, the people will have...
And for the Patreon listeners, you will be able to see our guests' pit sweat.
Yeah.
Special
they
treat.
Don't. Maybe she shall more. Maybe she shall more.
That will have to go to a different tier. We'll have to create a new tier on the Patreon for that.
I am still young gymnast. I am still young spring chicken gymnast in Russia. So be careful.
Oh, by Russian standards, you're young?
No. I am 13.
Okay.
I am 13 years old.
Is that old by Russian standards? Sorry, I've never been to Russia.
It is definitely not a little girl anymore. I am like Britney Spears. Okay. No, I am not a girl, not yet a woman.
Yeah, shaved head.
Yes. That's what everyone thinks of when they think Britney Spears. But for me, I am not girl, not yet woman.
Well, and just going by the general like Eastern European life expectancy, that is around middle age, right?
Oh, in Russia, it depends on how far north of the equator you are going here. Because if it's colder, then yes, you might have a point. But those that are in around Moscow. We have, you know, better health insurance and things like that. We can live nice, long, and comfortable lives. Yes. You all saw Anastasia, and there was the old lady. We all dream to live at the age of Anastasia's grandmother. There's goals for everyone in Russia.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And see how much I know, for even though we've been a Russian propaganda podcast.
Don't I know it.
Officially declared by the ACLU. Somehow I completely missed all that.
It's okay. It's hard for little Americans to pay attention.
It really is. There's so much stuff on my phone.
Yes. We also do not have any of those fun little scrolly apps in Russia because it is not good for productivity.
So I guess you're more of a... So your generation, what's it like being is it cold? That's a Russian thing, right?
It's cold. We don't have weather apps on our phone. We do not need it. We have two forms of weather. We have frostbite or no frostbite.
Okay. And what time of year is it? Is it frostbite time of year now? Or
Yes, this time of year is frostbite. But in, you know, a couple months come the 2024 Olympics, nose frostbite.
Wow.
That's when I start practicing. I am able to practice outside on the hard concrete the way I like it.
Okay. But for now, it's just on hard ice.
Right now, just on hard ice. We practice on the same rink that the winter ice skaters practice on. And they do not defrost it. We like to fall hard on the ice. and it teaches not to mess up the vault next time. You know, that's why I have gold medal winning vault. Move over, Michaela Maroney. I don't have time for your slanty faces anymore. I am slant. Just to be clear for the people not watching on Patreon, slanty face Michaela Maroney was a popular meme during the 2012 Olympics after Michaela Maroney was not satisfied with her vault and made a face that was like, it was like these emojis that you maybe use in your text messages. That was just kind of like with what you use when you're like, I don't know what time to get to the bar for happy hour.
Oh, and she's probably like, she's probably like 30 now and old, not like me, like because I'm young.
We're both young.
Zoomer. This sort of like back and forth, kind of constantly getting frostbite and then not getting frostbite. Could that have maybe like messed up your internal temperature? That's why you're sweating so much. I mean, Dr. Lennon, I don't know the medical science, but
this is a yes. I not expect to get a diagnosis from little average American, but sure, that is definitely plausible because many of my team members say, Dara, I think it is because you are nervous, but I do not get nervous. I do not get nervous. Would you get nervous if you were best, greatest gymnast in all of the world?
Let me try to imagine that. Simone Biles got the yips that one time, but am I braver than Simone Biles?
Getting the yips, is this a thing now?
What's this,
Gen's alphas?
Yeah, Gen Alpha's constantly getting the yips whenever they compete at a, you know, international gymnastics level.
Okay, yes.
Now, Dr. London, let's hear a diagnosis. How can our guest deal with this insane sweating issue? Because are you nervous right now? Because I know this is a big episode, but you're sort of pouring sweat.
I am not nervous. I'm not nervous right now because I am not performing for the cameras on NBC Live's. I am performing on podcast. No, it is not nervous, and it is not temperature. It is a kind of sweltering 48 degrees in this apartment.
Normally, so for the given patient, I would have to get your vital signs. I'd ask some of your history. For instance, have your parents had this issue? When did this issue start for you?
I never meet parents.
Yeah, and that's, I suspected that would be the case. So, it's a little bit hard to make a diagnosis through these means, but I think we can address maybe your lack of anxiety because I think that having some anxiety is actually healthy for you. Let's say
this first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah,
this is sort of Dr. London's coping mechanism to get through the day. Is that sort of the shaking that he's constantly doing is actually good for him? Because you say it's burning calories, right?
Yeah. Oh, but so many. It's gotta be. And let's say you're on your ninth cup of coffee in the morning, and you're really, once again, visibly shaking, starting to cough a little bit, feeling very dry. That's all great.
If you hear a loud noise, you sort of scurry away. It's much kind of like Piglet. I'm just picturing Piglet and like Winnie the Pooh in the blustery day when he's wearing like a scarf and he's running along. That's sort of you in the halls of the hospital when you hear a loud noise.
Yeah, it's definitely my lower body is running faster than my upper. I want to bring it because obviously we got the diagnosis stuff done. Sorry, can't help you. Sorry, not sorry, can't help you.
I am not surprised you cannot help. You are but simple Americans.
But I would like to bring up, we do have some like quotas to reach for our 250th episode. And we were advised to bring in Russian interference. That's what our lawyers said. Like, it would really help if we had Russian interference. So that's where you come in.
And now that we've helped you by Dr. London not offering any medical advice, then maybe you could do a favor for us.
It's fine, because you know why? I may not be girl, not yet woman, but I am bigger person than all of you. So you need something from me, you just let me know.
Thank you.
Could you...
This is Russian promise.
Could you get some of the cans off the top shelf? Because, yeah, you are taller than me by a significant amount.
Those cans off top shelves?
Yeah, just the cans that are like up
there. I will do flippity flip this. Here we just go.
Dr. Lund and I, as short kings, you know, canonically, Dr. Lund and I are 4'2".
We do not have short kings in Russia. You know what we have? Short czars.
Oh, wow.
Short czars.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just like, it's the translation. Okay. Oh, and then I have a script here that they wanted me to read to, well, they said to please the Russians. So it's Russia spozhenaya nasha derzhava, Russia. They said, like, if I say this, it's the right thing to cue something up. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's like music to my earphones.
Перед камеданая мудрос народная, слався страна де гордизма тамбой. Is this? Yeah. Okay. So this is all important. They now for those listening who are also Russian, this is, I believe, their anthem that I've been asked to read off, which I think officially makes this the podcast of Russia. So that's how we're going into 250th. We are now Russia's favorite podcast, and we're going to keep going with that theme going forward. Thank you so much, Tara. Is there any way for our listeners to reach you or anyone you're a fan of, any social media?
Yes, I am fan of, there is little TikToker. She is Lauren Scharf. She goes by LL Cool Scharf on all of the things. That is LL Cool, like sunglass emoji, Scharf. That is Scharf, like German spelling, is German for spicy, which is just fun. LL Cool Scharf. LL Cool Scharf. On the gram and on the tickety talk. Yes. She used to be on Twitter, but now it. See, this Twitter did the same thing that your podcast do, where they changed their name late in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it confused you too much, or confused her too much to keep it on.
Too much. I flipped off. I flipped off is how, is, I think that's how you say in America. I flipped off.
Yeah.
Of Twitter.
No, I flip off a bunch too. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on.
Dr. London, you nearly forgot. It's the 250th episode. This would be a great time to announce the new official animal of the Jock Doc
podcast. Yeah, the pet. Yes.
All I have to do is, I've got the DVD-R. All I have to do is open this spreadsheet.
Do we have time to do that today?
All right. Okay, this spreadsheet is the Google Dinosaur game. I'm going to play this for a little bit.
We'll just tune back in. Just okay. If anyone wants to just watch our Twitch stream of this, Cameron will be live streaming this game for the next few weeks potentially. And at the end of that, hopefully, we will find out who the new Jock Doc podcast pet is. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much to Tara again. Thank you to producer Cameron. Thank you to Digital Dose.